This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
71 people known dead in Florida, four others in North Carolina, nearly a week after Hurricane Ian battered the area. They're still looking for anyone who may be stranded in a flooded home. The sheriff of Lee County, Florida, Carmine Marcino, says search teams have rescued more than 800 people in his county.
That's huge. That's 800 people that we were able to touch that were in desperate need of help.
The AP's Jennifer King.
In Florida, rescuers continue to search for victims or people who want to leave their flooded homes. But for many, like John Gunter, the mayor of hard-hit Cape Coral, job one after Hurricane Ian is restoring utilities.
Our priority focus right now is water, sewer, and electricity.
Florida Power and Light says the utility expects to have power restored to 95% of its service areas by the end of Friday. The storm washed away bridges and roads. At a news conference on Monday night, Governor DeSantis said the state is working on temporary bridges.
More than 130 FDOT trucks deployed to begin working on the temporary bridge fix for Pine Island.
I'm Jennifer King.
President Zelensky of Ukraine has now formally ruled out talks with Russia. He says negotiating with President Putin is impossible now after Putin's decision to take over four regions of Ukraine. Three scientists have won the Nobel Prize in Physics. American John F. Clauser, Frenchman Alain Aspect, and Anton Zeilinger of Austria. Their work on quantum information science could help in the area of encryption, for example. This morning, the Biden administration's rolling out a blueprint for an artificial intelligence bill of rights. It's a call to action for the government to safeguard digital and civil rights, say officials. Six killings in California may be the work of a serial killer, say police. Most of the shootings were in Stockton. This is AP News. The U.S. is condemning this.
North Korea's fired a ballistic missile over Japan for the first time in 5 years, forcing Japan to issue evacuation notices and suspend trains. The launch is the most provocative weapons demonstration by the North this year, as it ramps up missile tests to build a full-fledged nuclear arsenal. Experts say the test threatens U.S. allies and the American homeland, with the goal of wresting outside concessions. This missile's estimated 2,800-mile flight is the longest by any North Korean missile, though the North has previously launched other potentially longer-range weapons at high angles to avoid neighboring countries. I'm Charles Duledesma.
Natalie Morales will be a correspondent for CBS News. She was with NBC for 20 years before going to the daytime show The Talk last year. It's produced by CBS. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.